Election officials say the 69-year-old President Karimov received support from nearly 9 out of 10 voters, but international monitors say the poll was not conducted fairly. OSCE spokeswoman Urdur Kanarstotir, who monitored the poll in the capital Tashkent, tells VOA that her organization believes Sunday's ballot failed to meet basic democratic standards.
The conclusion was that these elections did not live up to the OSCE commitment for democratic elections. Maybe to summarize, that was a very strictly controlled political environment.
The OSCE spokeswoman noted that President Karimov ran against candidates who publicly endorsed the incumbent president. In addition, independent media and political parties have been banned, giving a further advantage to President Karimov, who has ruled the isolated Central Asian state since gaining independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Spokeswoman Kunarstotir says another problem was that security forces almost watched over the shoulders of voters in polling stations Sunday, while officials apparently manipulated the ballots.
There was a high number of police and other security personnel in the polling stations. And during the count, there were both procedural problems and cases, for instance, of officials adjusting the figures.
She adds that the OSCE also questions the unusually high 90.6% voter turnout. Uzbekistan's Central Election Commission has denied the charges, saying no fraud claims have been reported. It also won support from the observer mission of the Russian-dominated Commonwealth of Independent States, made up of former Soviet republics. Advocacy groups and Western diplomats say most of President Karimov's opponents have been sent to jail or into exile, and there are believed to be thousands of political and religious prisoners. Karimov has maintained a hostile stance towards the West. He threw out several foreign media organizations and most aid groups and ordered the shutdown of an American airbase 2 years ago, following Western criticism of his government's treatment of dissidents. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Budapest.